broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, some people say, Sam, why do you say that every hour all the time? It gets boring. It's old. It's just, come on, Sam. Because I want you to understand, there are a lot of folks in America now, especially in the Patriot movement, that have been betrayed by government officials and with provocateurs and with those who are getting too radical. I want to make it very clear, we don't support revolution. We don't support secession. We don't support Article 5 convention stuff. You say, well, Sam, all those things are constitutional. Come on, don't you? I know. I get it. That doesn't mean they're the best thing to do. There are better ways to restore the republic, and I believe to work within the system, because I believe the founding fathers put incredible checks and balances in place that if we would just use them, we could prevent the problems we're facing. Look, our founders said that this country is only meant for a religious and a moral people, the two great pillars of stability, and our government was inadequate for the governing of any other. So look, unless you're a religious, moral people, unless you jealously guard your freedoms, the founders also wisely warned, you have a republic if you can keep it, meaning that we have got to be involved, ladies and gentlemen. Governments don't run themselves, okay? If we want to be free, we've got to be anxiously engaged in this good cause. And so I highlight every time we jump on the radio this importance of, look, we don't support revolution. It's peaceful restoration that we believe in. I don't support working with outside of or dismantling the system at all. I just don't. And I never have. And I believe that the founding fathers, that's why there's not really an exit clause in the Constitution. I know you could say, well, Sam, based on the Declaration of Independence, if we created the government, we could dissolve it. I get that as a last resort. I get that we have the authority, we the people, can do that by the consent of the governed. Does government derive its just powers? So if we literally say we as a body, as a people, don't give consent anymore, yeah, we can dissolve that government. I get the principles, okay? And I understand to some degree the feeling of necessity on that topic. I get it. But I also get that there are ways to solve the problems that we face without a war, without a revolution, without dismantling the greatest country on the face of the earth, without believing that somehow you're going to have a concentrated military that will take over, that will somehow save us. Okay? You're not going to save us with some grand plan. Not going to happen. Okay? You're not going to save us by saying, well, look, Donald Trump's the good guy. He's the savior. Let's go ahead and, you know, put something in place where the military concentrates power. The military is the good guys. And don't worry, Sam, they'll take care of us. I don't buy it. I don't believe it. Okay, I don't believe that we're going to have a military that will be strong enough to fix the country. Because any military that's strong enough to take power to so-called fix the country, well, that same power could be used to destroy the country. And I would not concentrate power intentionally into the hands of those who, well, would have the power to, quote, save us or sink us, because I don't believe that's the American way. That's the problem I have with these citizen grand juries and all these other plans people have. Everybody wants to circumvent the system, take down the system, work outside the system, do all these different things that they believe somehow will save us from ourselves. Look, you're not going to be successful at that. Why can't we use the system that our founding fathers bled and died and gave their fortunes and their sacred honors for? That's the system. You say, Sam, we've tried everything, but it doesn't work. No, you haven't. Stop. It isn't going to work with the very few. And no matter how irate we get as the very few, no matter what lengths we take things to, it isn't going to work. Our system is not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. It's designed to prevent the few from having their way, whether they have good intentions or bad intentions. It's designed to methodically, slowly work through issues. That's what the checks and balances are all about. It's designed to prevent the few from taking, well, Sam, how come the few in the swamp have such great control and have taken over the system? That because you're not applying the principles, my fellow Americans. When I say you, I mean we, us, we're not. You say, what do you mean, Sam? Well, look, we're the ones that allowed the 17th Amendment to be put in place. Okay? And that basically meant that the states don't have a seat at the table now. Okay? Listen to me very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. That meant that the states don't really have a seat at the table. Why? Because they have no representation. You see, it used to be the state legislative bodies elected the senators that would then go and represent the states. So the House of Representatives represented the people directly. There's some democratic principles in our great republic, ladies and gentlemen. We're not a democracy. Don't fall for that lie. But we have some democratic principles that must be recognized and realized and understood and embraced. Right? So the House was to represent the people directly. The Senate was to represent the states. Well, right now, the states don't have representation. Therefore, they've been literally turned into political subdivisions of the Fed. That's right. They have. And I bring this up, folks, because, hey, when you disable all the checks and balances, you're surprised when there's no checks and balances, right? When you take away the checks and balances, you're surprised. So the states and the federal government have dual sovereignty. The states have broad authority, delegated by we the people. The federal government has very limited authority, delegated again by we the people. They're not at odds with each other. They have different roles to play. We've delegated different authorities to each of the states and to the general government. So there's dual sovereignties. That doesn't mean that the federal government's all powerful and the states are nothing but political subdivisions. That's a lie. That's the misrepresentation. That's the dishonest perversion in our founding intent. Okay? Understand that, but when you take away that balance, that check, the states don't have any representation. So now, with no representation, and then the federal government just starts illegally dumping fake money into the mix, now all the states are, they have no representation, and they're on the dole. How well you think that's going to work? See, that's just one of the many checks and balances, ladies and gentlemen, that has been absolutely gutted, dismantled, jettisoned. And you cannot run the greatest country on the face of the earth based on constitutional principles, based on checks and balances, based on representation, based on all these incredible principles that our founding fathers understood from the Bible and put together to run the greatest country on the face of the earth that uniquely looked to God, not government, for guidance and solutions and protection, right? That's unique, but you can't dismantle all these things and expect it to run well. So you say, well, we jettisoned the 17th Amendment. That's fine. There was not supposed to be any direct taxation either. But then they literally, you know, forced a communist-style income tax, progressive tax on everybody. Now they're taxing the citizens directly. See, that was never intended by the founding fathers. They didn't believe in direct taxation. They believed that violated your privacy, and it violated two sides of the equation, either the income or the spending side. But either way, it interfered with the free enterprise system, right? It directly tampered with your life, your privacy, and your wherewithal, your money, your profitability, your prosperity, right? See, that was not acceptable to the founding fathers. That's why they had indirect taxation. That's why they had tariffs at the borders. That's why they had apportionment taxes, etc. They weren't interested in directly taxing you. But see, we've changed the affairs of the nation. We've allowed direct taxation to occur in many, many ways. Not only income tax directly, but property tax directly. Literally taxing the very prosperity tool, your property that you have. See, that was never intended by the founders either. So when you disable these checks and balances, ladies and gentlemen, and then things run off the rails and you wonder why. I don't mean to be offensive, but it's obvious why. Okay, so I used the states have no authority because now they're political subdivisions. They have no representation. They're also on the dole due to money, right? It was never intended for the states to siphon money, to suck money in from the government, the federal, the general government. The general government was supposed to be tiny. But when you have the states depending on the general government for money, with that money comes strings. Are you surprised, people? And then you say, Sam, we can't stop that. I know you can't, not right now, because you're not applying the principles that could stop it. The states need to get off the government dole, first of all. Then they need to practice a principle called nullification. Well, Sam, my leaders won't do that. That's right. Then elect leaders who will. Well, no, Sam, we can't. The elections are now stolen. Yeah, they are. And the reason the elections are stolen is because they literally moved you from the precinct system, the most local, closest government to the people you can get, the tiniest political subdivision there is, you and your neighbors, virtually speaking, less than 1,000 people per precinct, if you will, well over 100,000 plus precincts in America, and they've gutted that, and they've said vote by mail. Yeah, it's better to vote by mail, they lie. And they've literally, because of the COVID, we've allowed them to use that crisis to change the affairs of the nation. Now you don't have a precinct that you can battle in for accountability and transparency because you don't have a precinct. They've circumvented it by their vote by mail fraud. Okay? And now you don't have that check and balance. You don't have that local reality check. You can't create accountability on the ground face to face. I'm going to continue on this. And then there's an interesting story that relates. I'll tell it to you in seconds. This is Sam Bushman on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live radio broadcast.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm talking about the checks and balances that they're dismantling one check and balance at a time. I gave the example of the 17th Amendment, how, you know what, the states don't have any seat at the table. Nobody represents the states anymore. We used to have states sending senators to Washington. Now they've turned it into more of a democracy where the people do that. Sad but true, and no wonder the states don't have any representation. I've used the example of the 16th Amendment and income tax to make the point, which I'll revisit in a minute, but shame on the income tax and the property taxes that are literally direct taxes straight out of the Communist Manifesto in America today. I used the example of this vote issue where now we're circumventing all the precincts in the country and literally mail-in balloting statewide, if you will. Again, shame, shame, shame. Ripe with fraud. Just a disaster. But yesterday we had on Chris Carlson with us, and we talk with Chris every Friday, doing a phenomenal job. And without God, we can never win. with God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. That's Chris Carlson's point, and he's right as rain. All right, and we talked about Joe Biden unveiled his, quote, proposed budget for 2023, and it's for more than $5.7 trillion in spending, including a new tax on billionaires. Now, think about that, $5.7 trillion in spending. Why are we letting the federal government spend so much money? Okay, there's no authority to spend that kind of money they don't have in the first place. Well, Sam, Congress is voting for it. I know they are, but we need to remove them for doing so. Okay, Biden literally unveils record. They call it defense budget, but it's not defensive in nature. It's offensive, to say the least. TheNewAmerican.com with the article about this. But Joe has proposed the largest military budget ever, asking Congress for $813 billion, which is $31 billion more than the 2022 number, ladies and gentlemen. And when Joe asked for money last year, they gave him more than he asked for. All right? One of the dangers of central banks and fiat currency is it allows the government to borrow money without having to tax the people directly. In other words, it's a form of hidden taxation. It taxes the people directly, and then the form of borrowing, that taxation, if you will, becomes inflation. So not only do you create inflation by doing that, you see inflation around you right now? Yeah, that's my point. Okay, but you're passing the debt, you're passing the liability, you're passing the accountability by the lack of transparency to the next generation. Again, this is another check and balance you're violating. The states are supposed to have balanced budgets, but they were never supposed to get money from the Fed. There was never supposed to be a big one-way flow of money straight to the Fed. Right? So, ladies and gentlemen, see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. Matthew 24 highlights this concern that we have. Okay? Are you prepared to give your life for the sacred cause of freedom? My answer is yes. But I want to be very careful what hill I die on, if you will. America is supposed to be a 75%+ Christian nation. And now we fear man more than God is part of the problem in America, right? We call upon America to repent of its idolatry. We call upon America to stand for liberty. Okay, by testifying of America's sins and calling them out, ladies and gentlemen, we bind up the testimony and seal the law. We stand for freedom. Okay? When it comes to sovereign citizenry, ladies and gentlemen, we can't just act outside the scope, outside of the delegation that we've given to legitimate forms of government. May not be acting legitimately, but they are legitimate forms of government. Okay, we got to understand one word about sovereign citizenry. We live in the real while teaching the ideal, folks. It's important to understand that. And yesterday when we were with Dr. Scott Bradley, we talked about this even more. We talked about Judge Jackson has made herself unqualified to serve. She said she can't even define woman. She's unqualified to define the word woman. She told the Senate that she was unqualified to assess the definition because she was not a biologist. Wow, well, that kind of a judge, again, you're dismantling all the checks and balances, folks. You're putting judges in there that have no moral compass. They're afraid of man, ladies and gentlemen. One person not afraid of man who turns to God is Virginia or Jenny Thomas. She's an American attorney and conservative activist. She's married to Justice Thomas, and she's a controversial figure because she stands up for God, family, and country. Well, you know, that's part of the problem, folks. We've got these massive, massive problems because we're allowing all the checks and balances to be dismantled. Now you're getting Supreme Court justices who don't have a moral compass. They don't stand for what we believe in. So then if you go to the court for everything, and to think that the courts can decide everything, then you literally give the courts way, way, way more power than the founding fathers ever intended. You see, the three branches of government were intended to provide a check and balance to one another. But now all you have is Congress and everybody else going to the courts with every single issue, giving the court literally the most power of any branch. Well, the court was supposed to be the least powerful branch of government. And it was supposed to be away from the people. In other words, hey, we're not really going to have direct elections for that. It tempers the democratic principles that we have, right? But you disable all those checks and balances when you take the court political. Nearly 2,000 states, for example, are suing the Biden administration over its mask mandate on public transportation, including on flights. Well, why are these 24-plus states even suing the federal government? What good is that going to do? Look, what if the government rules against you? What if the court rules against you? Then you say, oh, we've just lost that one? See, no, and that's why it's not appropriate for us to go to the courts for everything, ladies and gentlemen. The states need to say, look, we're not doing your mask mandates everywhere. The federal government is relegated to a 10-mile square section and is not a state, does not have authority over the several states or the constitutional republics, if you will. The federal government only has very limited delegated authority via the contract, the Constitution, right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we have allowed these checks and balances to just absolutely, unequivocally run off the rail. And so I've given you examples, plenty of them, about our voter situation where we've jettisoned precincts, skipped local government, gone to a mail-in balloting system that's ripe with fraud. Okay? But then when you dismantle the 17th Amendment, states don't have representation. When you dismantle the 6th, or, you know, add the 16th Amendment and manipulate where the government can tax us directly, well, it gets worse. Because if the government can tax us directly, if we accept that income tax government plan, what you've got is a collision course between the states and the federal government. Instead of them being dual sovereigns, instead of them having different responsibilities, instead of the delegation being checks and balances, we have now put the states on a collision course with the federal government. You say, Sam, what do you mean? Well, I'll highlight with this article to make the point from WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Always doing a phenomenal job. The author this time, Bob Unruh. And here's the question that they ask at the top of the article. You ready? Can the federal government take control of state taxes? Let me say that again. Can the federal government take control of state taxes? Well, at first glance, you would say, well, of course not, Sam. No, that would be unconstitutional. That would be wrong. Well, you're right. But they can, and they will, and they are doing that very thing. You say, what do you mean, Sam? Believe it or not, right now, members of Congress are at the, quote, appeals court. What for? To blast Biden for state tax mandate. Yeah. The case argues that the administration is trying to take over taxes nationwide. Can the government do it? You bet your boots they can and they will. Wait a minute, Sam. They shouldn't be able to do that. I know. I agree. But look, if you let all the checks and balances to be dismantled, if you run to the courts for everything, then you take a chance that a few rogue thugs control the whole nation and dictate the law. See, Congress shouldn't be asking, well, what's the law here? Members of Congress shouldn't be at the appeals court going, court, tell us what the law is. Who made the law? The very few people that are running to the courts? Well, you got to interpret the law we put in place. Wait a minute now. Dozens of members of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives have gone to a federal appeals court. They don't believe that the authority comes from the federal government on this. Let's talk about how we lost that check and balance. We'll do it in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of the Ukrainian parliament met with members of Congress as Ukrainians continue to defend themselves against an invasion from Russia. Anastasia Radina is one of those parliament members. She tells Fox News the tide of the war is changing, and so is Ukraine's strategy.
The main goal was to urge the U.S. together with partners to actually provide more lethal weapons to Ukraine. We believe that our only option to establish peace in Ukraine is to win. And in order to win, we need to be getting some military assistance we were not getting before.
The United States has already provided billions of dollars worth of weapons and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have plunged to their lowest levels since the early days of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
866-549-TERM. 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 That's 866-549-8376.
The NTSB is bumping up the miles per gallon standard on new vehicles. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, Chris Russell explains.
New vehicles sold in the United States will have to travel an average of at least 40 miles per gallon in 2026. That's up from about 24 miles per gallon under new federal rules unveiled Friday. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said its fuel economy requirements will increase gas mileage by 8% per year for model years 2024 and 2025 and 10% in the 2026 model year.
Travelers boarding planes for Alaska Airlines are urged to check to see if their flights may be canceled. Pilots for the airline are picketing airports in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles over contract negotiations. As a result, several flights have been canceled due to lack of available pilots. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm talking about how the checks and balances in the greatest country on the face of the earth are being dismantled one at a time. So can the federal government take control of state taxes? Believe it or not, members of Congress are battling in the Court of Appeals over this right now. They're blasting Biden over this, quote, mandate. And this is the problem. Well, you say, Sam, we'll probably win this one. You know what? You might be right. We might win this one. But you are setting a dangerous... Let me repeat that. You are setting a dangerous precedent, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you win at the courts this time, going to the courts to decide everything is a disaster plan, ladies and gentlemen. The American Center for Law and Justice, the guy's name there is Jordan Sekulow. He reported that his organization filed a brief in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Okay, on behalf of 64 members of Congress. So Congress is asking the question to the government, the federal government, hey, can the federal government just take over tax setting policy in the several states? Why is Congress asking that question? Congress makes law. And if Congress believes that that's starting to happen, they need to make the law to shut that down if they don't believe that's their intent and or the intent of the founding fathers. But they're asking the courts, tell us what we did. Did we make law? Did we give government authority to do this? And the courts are going to say either yes, you did, or no, you did not. But don't go to the courts to ask that question. How dumb are you? Okay, here's the deal. The whole battle is over Joe Biden's demand that the federal government control taxes in states if they take any federal assistance money for the COVID-19 disaster. Since taking office, ladies and gentlemen, the actions of Joe Biden have made it completely apparent that one of his administration's primary objective is to wrestle power away from the several states and concentrate that power into Washington. It's a gross overreach, they claim, and it violates the Constitution of the United States. The attorney generals are not going to stand by and allow this to happen. He explained the background to this is that Biden and other Democrats such as Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and company demanded the authority to block states if they accepted COVID-19 funds. Yeah, that's right. They are not allowed to lower residence taxes or do anything of the sort because they took, quote, federal money. This resulted in a, quote, law littered with problems. But one of the worst is one of the last-minute provisions slipped in that functionally prohibits states from lowering state taxes between now and 2024, in other words, Joe Biden's first term. Essentially, the Biden administration was saying to states, quote, if you take COVID money, which many of you supposedly desperately need, the federal government then gets to control how you tax your residents. Yeah. Explaining the pandemic and concentrating power is despicable, they claim. He said the lawsuit actually was brought by 13 states against the federal government, and a federal judge already agreed that the coercion was wrong. Well, then why are you at the appellate court then? They say the court gave the states a permanent injunction by barring enforcement of that kind of decision. But the judge said the court finds no presidential authority that would prescribe its ruling. You got a ambiguous spending condition in the tax mandates is the problem. In other words, Congress is responsible for the vagary in the law that's causing this whole misunderstanding. But Seculo noted that Biden is trying to block states from lowering taxes. In fact, Biden seems really intent on impeding any relief for working Americans. See, but I appreciate you blame this on Biden. But it's not Biden who made this ambiguous law. It's Congress. So you can say that the Biden administration is to blame. You can then run to the courts and act like they can solve the problem. But Congress is the problem. Here's what they say. The result is more legal work. The friend of the court brief at the 11th Circuit argues that this, quote, so-called tax mandate goes beyond the power to impose conditions that the Supreme Court has accepted. If the tax mandate is ambiguous, it amounts to a, listen, impermissible assault on the state's sovereignty. If it's ambiguous, then it literally flies in the face of the separation of powers. It fails to pass one of the Supreme Court's clear limitations on Congress's conditioning authority. Well, yeah, that's right. The report said that the Biden administration has argued that the demand does not prevent states from cutting taxes, but it does say no federal money can be used for those COVID cuts. I'm sorry, no COVID money can be used for those cuts. Since money is fungible, these are conflicting admissions by the Treasury Department, Seculo explained. But again, Why is there conflicting reality here? Why is it so ambiguous and confusing, and people don't know what it means and what money can be used for what? And hey, the Biden administration's on a bender to circumvent the states, and we better go to the courts to solve it. Congress is the one that made this law in the first place, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand, Congress is the one that made the law. And if the law is confusing, do you go to the court and say, court, solve this for us? Interpret the law by making law or clarifying law? Or no. Yeah, the courts have a responsibility to interpret the law. But if you have that kind of ambiguous law, it's not just leave it to the rogue thugs to interpret. It's Congress failed us, and they need to go back and clarify what their intent of the law was. See, this is where we're relying on the courts to solve what the president's doing that's bad. But nobody in Congress is taking responsibility. They want to go to the courts. This Jordan Sekulow and others are asking the courts to help this out for 64 members. It's a lot of congressional people involved, right? But none of them are taking responsibility for what they caused. Do you understand what I mean? None of them are taking responsibility for what they caused. Congress caused this, and Congress ought to fix it. Can the federal government take control of state taxes? Why are the members of Congress at the appellate court begging the courts to solve this for them? They say it's over Biden's demand that the federal government control taxes in states where, if the states take any money for the COVID disaster scenario. But I submit to you that this is Congress. They say the scheme was developed as Democrats chose to use a fairly rare budget reconciliation process to approve the stimulus bill. They say it was a partisan plan or whatever. They say this resulted in a law littered with problems. But one is the last minute provision that was slipped in that functionally prohibits states from lowering taxes. But see, they want to blame this on Joe. Is Joe doing wrong in this? Oh yeah, he's the one insisting on this. But who put this in place? Congress did, folks. And this is what I mean by the checks and balances. So now the states can't represent themselves because they don't have any representation. Remember, we've jettisoned the states from having representatives. The senators now represent the people, just like the House. We don't have a check. The states could push back really, really hard through their representation, the senators, but they don't have that option anymore. We dismantled it. So you wonder then, why can the federal government just push around the states? Why can Congress just put a law in place and then blame it on the president's guilty of this? And then, hey, the courts should interpret that. Why are we all at the federal level in the first place? Why don't the states push back and say, this is bogus. We're not doing that, because the states don't have any separation of powers. The states don't have any sovereignty. The states don't have any representation. See, every time you tell me government's running off the rails and there's nothing we can do about it, I will point to you of how we disabled one of the checks and balances that would have given us the ability to rein it in. You follow me? Hang tight. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits.
Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman, and I'm talking about the checks and balances that we have absolutely allowed to be dismantled in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And as we've allowed these checks and balances to be dismantled, we've lost liberty proportionately to those checks and balance violations, if you will. We're talking about, can the federal government take control of state taxes? Members of Congress, believe it or not, right now are at an appeals court to battle this, to blast Biden, they say, for what they call a state tax mandate. The case argues that the administration is trying to take over taxes nationwide. Bob Unruh with the piece. They say it's over Biden's demand that the federal government control taxes in states if they take any federal assistance for the COVID-19 disaster. All right, but here's the deal. I don't know why Congress won't take responsibility for this. They're the ones that put the law in place. Why are they going to the court to complain about Joe Biden? Well, Sam, Joe Biden's carrying this out. And wait a minute, why aren't the states fighting back? Why is Congress, the same people that literally created this bogus, ambiguous, confusing law without authority, why are we having the Congress go to the courts? Where are the states who should be saying, wait a minute, Joe thinks he has authority over my state, and he does not. So we're going to push back and put a stop to this. Joe doesn't have authority over our state. The state of Utah, the great state of Florida, the great state of Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Minnesota, where Idaho, wherever you are. The government doesn't have authority over those states. Go read your Constitution. Well, Sam, it's the Supremacy Clause. You've allowed that to be, you've allowed government to lie to you on that too, haven't you, ladies and gentlemen? The Supremacy Clause has nothing to do with the government being a god or supreme over everything. The Supremacy Clause merely meant that, hey, over the things that we've delegated to the federal government in the Constitution, they have supremacy over those issues. Very few. Well, Sam, go look at your Constitution. Taxation's one of them. It might be at the federal level. That's right. And if you go study your Constitution further, you'll understand that the founders were not for direct taxation. You'll also find that in the several states, there's no authority. But see, the problem is, I mentioned to you that whenever you take money from the federal government, you lose sovereignty. You got the stick of the carrot scenario. So the states want to be on the dole. They want to get the federal government to give them a bunch of money. The federal government said, fine, I'll give you money, but there's going to be strings attached. The states didn't pay attention to the strings attached legislation, and they took the money anyway. Now the states are going, wait a minute, we took the money, but we don't want the consequences of taking that money. And so now they're trying to stay out of it and not have responsibility. The general government literally has Congress members battling the courts going, wait, this shouldn't be, this is wrong. But it's Congress who mandated this in the first place. The states could nullify now and say, you're crazy. That's not happening. But see, the states would then be in jeopardy of losing even more money. They want to be on the dole forever. When you're on the dole forever, you can't just be belligerent, right? kid says to dad, I'm going to do what I want. Dad says, fine, give me your car keys. No, they're my keys. Yeah, they may be your keys, buddy, but it's my car. You're not driving my car. Well, the kid has to start to humble himself and pay attention or dad will yank the car. Well, that's what we're talking about here. The federal government has been arbitrarily, wrongfully violating the checks and balances. They've been given the control. The government says, look, you wanted gas in your car. We gave you money to put gas in your car, folks. And now we want to literally run around and act like somehow there's not consequences for those actions? How well do you think that will work for you? It won't work well at all, folks. Why? Because it violates fundamental principle of honesty, of morality, of integrity. Why? Because it violates separation of powers. Right? That's the problem. It violates fundamental principles. Okay? And you're not going to have success or stability when you violate these principles. You're going to lose liberty every time. And then when we lose enough liberty, then people kind of get incensed and go, whoa, wait a minute, the government's way gone too far overreach. Well, that's all factual. But whose fault is it? Is it Joe's? Joe's responsible for everything? Joe's responsible for inflation and everything else, isn't he? He's responsible. No, that's a lie. The responsibility goes back to when we allowed Congress to literally jettison honest money, crank up the dishonest, immoral Federal Reserve in the first place, and then later get us off the gold standard and silver standard entirely so we don't have a backing of honesty, of money, of honest weights and measures anymore. And then we blame it on Joe because inflation's out of control. Well, Joe's partly responsible. Inflation is out of control. That's all factual. But it's the members of Congress that allowed these laws to be put in place in the first place, violating the intention of our founding fathers. That's where the buck needs to stop. Let me give you an example. They say Zelensky becoming a dictator, bans 11 political parties, consolidates all national media. Ben Swan, Sovereignty and Media, with this piece. But you know what? I appreciate that, and I agree that it's true, but you know what? We're not far behind in America, right? We're not far behind in America. We're allowing the same things to happen here. We're just on a slower takeover plan. In these other countries, they can just boldly, blatantly highlight we're tyrannical. In America, tyrannical reality is setting in, but it's happening slowly. It reminds me of the flaxen cords spoke of in Scripture where they literally say, hey, Satan's going to lead you down to hell. Satan's not going to come to you and say, hey, just murder and destroy and rape and pillage and plunder and you know, do murder and commit adultery or whatever. Satan's not going to just blatant. You'll be like, no way, and you'd run. But if Satan can get you to do a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there, pretty soon before you know it, you're so tied down in sin, these flaxen, these little cords wrapped around you over and over and over become very powerful indeed over time. You become a slave to what you've given into. Well, we have become a slave to government dishonest money. That's why the states have no power. That's why the states can't stand up and say, federal government, you're off your rocker. We're not doing that. They've taken the money. And Congress said the money's tied to these strings, which means, hey, you're not cutting taxes for your citizens. You don't have independence to make decisions as a state. You've lost your independence when you took and cashed the check. Now the states are saying nothing while Congress goes, well, that ain't right. Well, Congress, what do you mean that ain't right? You're the ones that put it in place in the first place. See, there's no accountability here, ladies and gentlemen. There's no transparency of the truth here. Can the federal government take control of state taxes? As long as the states are on the dole and don't have any ability to push back and assert their sovereignty, the answers are resounding unconstitutionally yes. Or an unconstitutional yes. Not because it's right. Not because it's right at all. But because what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do to stop it? right? Right now, I don't see that we have anything that could really stop it. Do you? I mean, Congress is just going to go to the courts and babble and go, golly, this is horrible. Joe shouldn't be able to do this. Joe's going to say, hey, you guys gave me the law and I signed it. What do you mean I can't do this? The courts may say it's overreached by the feds. That's fine. And you might win this little skirmish. But at the end of the day, you might win a battle along your way, but you're going to lose the war. What do I mean by that? You're going to eventually put so much authority, so much control, so much decision-making power in the hands of the few at the judgeship level that, ladies and gentlemen, you will lose your liberty because eventually they will rule against you. Yeah, they might let you win a few blatant cases that are so egregious that nobody can stand up for it, because if it gets too crazy, people will start talking about the impeachment check and balance, which I submit to you is one that's way, 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 way underused, right? But nevertheless, I digress, except to tell you, look, we're losing when we go to the courts. Day in and day out, the federal government's getting more powerful every single day, and the states are getting less and less and less authority, less and less and less power, because they're all on the dole. Because the more they take that stick and carrot, the more they get the bailout, the more they become dependent, if you will, then the less authority they have to assert. And if you want to stop it, we need a state that jettisons income tax. Because look, ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't be debating can the federal government take control of state taxes if the states didn't have those kind of taxes. If the states weren't on the dole in the first place, we wouldn't be talking about this stick and carrot, would we? Okay, so the answer is for us to jettison these dependent realities where we violate checks and balances. We take money from the Fed, and then we're mad when they want to put stipulations to that money. Well, you might win this one, but you'll lose overall because you know what? The federal government has tremendous authority, way beyond its intentional authority delegated by the founding fathers. And we've allowed this creep of increased federal authority to literally destroy the state's sovereignty and the people's liberty. We've allowed it to happen day in and day out, just slow, sure, creep. We've allowed this in our schools. We've allowed this everywhere. For example, we said Clinton was honored as the first black president at Black Caucus. CNSNews.com wrote that headline a long time ago. But yet then, you know, Barack Obama was the next black president. And he's only half black. Have we really had a black president? Well, we've allowed this racial issue now. You've got in your government schools race and perverted sex being promoted with our tax dollars. And now all we can do is have a couple of people go to your school board and complain and go, this ain't right. Well, that's what communist schools do, folks. Go look at your 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. It's compulsory education. What do you expect to happen when you give the communists control of your school, the education of your children? You can expect to be indoctrinated into all kind of perverted agendas, right? Now this independent school district in Austin, Texas, it's called Blackshear Elementary School. They hosted a gay pride parade for elementary schoolers, which the school's principal simply called a wellness walk. That's according to internal messages, but it wasn't a wellness walk. It was a perverted promotion of sex, of gender manipulation. A Texas teacher then claimed that 20 of her 32 fourth grade students identify, came out to her literally as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning or whatever that Q stands for, right? And then what we say is we're going to go to the school board meeting. And then the school board meeting says, hey, we're going to go all the way to the federal government and shut you down, you terrorist. And we allow that to happen. The Justice Department, the FBI, all in bed together. At the what level? The local level? The federal level? Oh, it's all the above, isn't it? See how we've allowed the checks and balances to absolutely get above the people? The only way to save ourselves is to stop it and demand that the checks and balances are upheld. Unless we, the people, engage ourselves to accomplish that, nothing will save us. A moral people that are absolutely involved in liberty is the only way. And there's got to be enough of us. I'm telling you right now, God save the Republic.